Into hour number three. What's going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome, and I'm back after a two-week break. I'll do that in the middle of summer. And in response to the "it must be nice" Rome crowd, it is. It's really nice. 2 weeks in the middle of summer. How do you beat that? Not only 2 weeks in the middle of summer, but a week in Wisco in the middle of summer and a week in Colorado. So it was great, but it's always good to come home, and it's always great to come back on the air. And here we are, live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I am back. And it's great to be here. In case you missed it, we had a conversation with Dale Murphy, two-time NL MVP, 18-year MLB vet. We had that last hour. I had Trevor Price, a 15-year NFL vet, a two-time Super Bowl winner. And he had some really, really powerful comments about the passing of Jordan McNair, which I want to reset for you in a minute. We had Jim Trotter on in hour number one. Big topics today, the 100th PGA Championship. Not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, it was so good, there was a big question as to where do I start the program? My first show back in 2 weeks, coming off a great tournament. Where do you start? Do you start with the guy who was the better story, Tiger? Or do you start with the guy who won? Do you start with the guy who came in second, Tiger? Or do you start with the guy who won? I chose to start with Brooks Koepka. I'm telling you, this guy's still getting overlooked. I mean, it seems kind of ridiculous to say. Three majors in 14 months. Three majors in his last six. The guy's got four tour wins overall and three are majors, and he's still getting overlooked, but he is. I mean, all the talk coming out of that tournament was Tiger. I get it. Tiger's Tiger. Tiger's arguably the best ever. Tiger's working some miracle. But I'm telling you, Koepka already went into that event with a chip on his shoulder, and he's going to come out of that event with an even bigger chip on his shoulder, despite the fact that he won, because Tiger Woods is getting all this run. In terms of Tiger, it's great. I never thought that I would see that guy in that spot ever again. I mean, we've seen him string together a couple of good rounds. But whenever it mattered, on Sunday, in a major, this guy would show up and implode, shoot 75, and then would be out of it before he knew it. That's not what happened. In fact, he's never shot lower than he did on Sunday, where he shot 64. And this guy had a look at it. This guy could have done it, arguably. But then again, I could also argue, you're not running down Koepka. You know, the thing about Koepka is, and again, if you're only caught up in how this guy looks, how big his guns are, whether or not he could bench press 500, you're missing a point on this guy completely. It's not about how long this guy is. I mean, the guy's powerful. The guy does look like a linebacker. But the guy's a complete package. There's nothing this guy can't do. And the bigger the stage, the better he plays, and maybe the best tool in his bag, it might be his brain. And it's one of those cliche things that you say, yeah, the guy's mind. But the guy is that good. He's mentally that tough. As physically as he's good, mentally I'm going to argue he's even better. This guy locks in when he has to. I mean, it says all you need to know about this guy, that he plays best on the biggest stages. Again, three majors in his last six. Four wins overall, three of them are majors. This is a guy who arguably might have missed the entire year with a wrist injury, and instead is going to win the player of the year. This guy's a monster. So to me, Tiger's the better story. Koepka, obviously, the better player. Dear Pimp in the Box, I never thought that I would see Tiger in this position again. Yours, Bill Snyder, getting a five-year contract extension at age 78. Brendan in the Natty. Wore Justin Thomas spending some of his $334,000 prize money to buy a personality. They don't sell that stuff. You can't go on eBay and buy it now. Yeah, all the personality. But what's the buy it now price on that personality? Guys are what they are. You know, it goes back to Mike Trout and what Dale Murphy said. Dale Murphy's point about Mike Trout was, listen, this is how this guy is, so why don't we try and build a campaign around how this guy is? They don't sell personalities. Either you have one or you don't. Or you have one and choose not to show it to anybody. See, that's the whole thing about Tiger Woods. I mean, Woods was like, I mentioned also, maybe it's just me, and I'm not sure whether or not this guy really has changed. Now, I did a podcast with Armin Katan, and Armin Katan co-wrote one of the great biographies ever about Tiger Woods. And on all the reporting, although he didn't talk to Tiger Woods, he felt, Armin did, that the guy really has changed. He is more humble. He is more humanized. You can't go through what this guy went through and not come out of it differently. I don't know because I haven't spoken to Tiger. But watching him react, seeing that interview after he came in second, the guy, to me personally, is so much more likable now than he ever was when he was on top. Because how much can you like a robot? This guy had nothing to say about anything. Back in the day, I was always waiting for some fuse to blow, some screw to pop loose. The guy does seem different. The guy seems human. To me, the guy's way more likable now. Hey, Rome, you're right. Tiger seems different. Guys can change in their late 30s. Regards, Rocket Honk, who thinks that Mello is going to help them. Stephen PHX, it's not what I'm talking about. I don't think that Mello has changed. Mello essentially is saying all the same things that he has always said, but getting older and not nearly the player he used to be. This one, welcome back, Jimmy. Just checked out your Instagram page. Wow. Haven't seen a solo smash like that since Hope took a broomstick to her nephew. Son Randall, wait for it in the OC.
Yeah!
No! Yeah! Go to my Instagram page and you should have followed my vacation along with it. Rome, you're looking for someone who does lipo out of their back trunk. I don't have a back trunk, but could suck some of that fat out with my front trunk. Signed, Adelephant.
Hello.
And that's how I know I'm officially back from vacation. Hey, Hawk, why don't you throw those cans on for a minute? Hey, Hawk.
Hey, Jim.
Adam Hawk, EP of the show. EP stands for executive producer. Adam, let me ask you something. Or are you having fun?
A lot of fun, yeah.
I'm not. And I'm the host of this show. Did you find that email, Hawk, funny?
I found it hilarious, to be honest with you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I haven't had this kind of humor come into the inbox in 2 weeks, so it's really good to be back.
Yeah, that's fine, Hawk, but nobody thinks that Adelphin is funny besides you and Aaron in Omaha. But since you mentioned the last 2 weeks and the fact that you haven't had, quote, this kind of humor, what kind of humor did you get for the last 2 weeks, and what were the last 2 weeks like while I was gone?
I took a lot of time off myself over these last 2 weeks, but, you know, the participation kind of goes down.
You've taken a lot of time off the last 2 years since you started here.
That's true. Right. But as you leave, the participation kind of subsides. Now that you're back, I can't keep up with it. There's a lot of hilarious jokes in there today, like that Adelphin one.
Then why aren't you bringing any of them to me if there are a lot of hilarious jokes in there today?
What was that one we read earlier? What was that one in hour one that we got scolded for? Oh, the Siegfried and Roy one. That one was funny, too.
Roy?
What's his name? Roy? Roy? Or is it Roy?
Have you heard of either one of those guys? Wow, Hawk. Keep digging. Keep digging, Hawk. Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome back to you, too.
Take your headphones off and stop talking to me, Hawk. God.
Welcome back.
Siegfried and Roy. Anyway, dear Rome, welcome back. I hit up Javier's Crystal Cove on my recent vacation. That lived up to your hype. Really good spot to eat. War vacation in Del Mar. Armando. Good job, my man. I'm glad you did that. You should always check out Javier's. They've got one in Crystal Cove. They have one in Irvine at the Spectrum. They have one in Las Vegas. They have one in San Jose, Mexico. They have one in Los Angeles. I love Javier, and I love his restaurants. And I am not a paid spokesman. I get nothing out of that. I don't get a table. I don't get better service. Man, I just love that place. One of my favorite restaurants ever. I also want to talk about the conversation I had with Trevor Price. And Trevor Price played 15 years in the NFL. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner. And we got into the conversation about Maryland football and the passing of Jordan McNair. And when he came on the program, I asked him what his reaction was. And the first thing he said was, I live in the area. I knew the young man. My daughter was friends with him. So I knew him, and I know about the program. When I said, what about the program? What about the program? Is that a Maryland thing, or is that happening in other places? Here's what Trevor Price said.
Absolutely. It has to be a Maryland thing. I played professional football for 14 years. I played for two colleges, two blue blood programs. I played for Michigan, and I played for Clemson. I've never seen that. Now, here's the thing. If you want to change the culture of Maryland, that's fine. If you want a culture of toughness and all that, that's fine. You berate Jordan, right? If he can't finish the 110s and you want to yell at him, fine. Yell at him as he's walking inside. Yell at him as he's walking towards it. Yell at him as he's walking towards the training room to go get help. Don't do it after he is passed out and he can't hold his head up. I don't understand it. You want to hear the worst thing, Jim? I'm about to say something that's going to shock up, that's going to hurt a lot of people. Jordan Mennaire was recruited by every school in this part of the country. North Carolina, Penn State, whatever, whatever. Jordan Mennaire's parents don't have another child. He's their only one. If Jordan Mennaire had went to Penn State, he'd still be alive. Listen to how that sounds. Listen to how that sounds as a parent, right? That is like, that's the worst thing I could ever say about a football team, about anything. If my son had picked a different school to go to for free to get an education to play football, he'd still be alive. And look, Jim, I don't like calling for people's jobs because I don't want anybody calling for mine. But DJ Durkin will get another football job after he is fired. He's going to be fired. Jordan Mennaire will not.
Trevor Price joining us in hour number two. And that prompted this tweet from Vinny Hardy. He says, Trevor Price is proving that you can support something fully and still keep it 100 when criticism and scrutiny are warranted. And the point that Trevor Price made was, look, I played in the NFL for a decade and a half. I won two Super Bowls. I went to two blue blood college football programs, Michigan and Clemson. He said, I never saw anything like that. The stories that are coming out of that program and what allegedly was going on. He said, listen, I played at the highest level. I never saw anything like that. And his point, and he's made the point more than once, that Jordan was recruited by a number of schools, and that if he had gone someplace else, as an example, Penn State, he'd still be alive right now. All right, so I want your reaction to it. 1-800-636-8686. Quote, if he went to Penn State, he'd still be alive. All right, we'll come right back. Open phones the rest of the way. What do you want to talk about? If there's something I'm missing that you want to hit on, pick up the phone, hit me up right now. I talked about it earlier, but I haven't even laid out what my trip on campus at Wisconsin was like. My tour through the athletic facilities. Had a great day in Madison. And I should probably update that. So the reason we were in Madison was because my son Jake is now a high school senior. We're trying to find him in college. He's checked out a lot of the colleges here in California. He's gone out of state. He looked at Northwestern, he looked at Notre Dame, he looked at Missouri, and now we have gone to Wisconsin. Wisco resident, you're probably wondering where we rank these things. Does Wisconsin measure up? How does Wisconsin measure up? Where do we slot Wisconsin? You know, any of you parents who are in the same boat that we're in, you know, it's not always a matter of you, put it this way, it's not a matter of us picking them. Sometimes they have to pick you, or the other way around. I will update you on that in a minute. Stay tuned. Open phones the rest of the way. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Part of the show brought to you by Barbasol Razors. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors, which is a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra-thin blades. You can save right now at Barbasol.com. Check this out really quickly on Twitter. And it's good to be back. And you should follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. It is the quickest, fastest way to get into my phone, to get onto this show, and frankly, for me to help build your brand. If I read your tweet, somebody might think that's pretty funny. I think I'll follow that person. or if I retweet one of your tweets, even more people will see it, arguably. So hit me up on Twitter. Do it every single day. This guy does. And Mike D for three. Siegfried and Royd are great, but they're no match for Hall and Boats. Signed, Hawk. Yeah, right? Hawk's like, man, this is so fun. This is so great. I'm like, Hawk, are you that dumb? Siegfried and Royd. Like, steroid. And Mad Mike 13 tweets, how the hell did Adam Hawk get that job in the first place? Was Royd the one who got his face chewed on? I don't know. Ask Hawk. I don't know which one. Personally, I find it really troubling, disconcerting, disturbing. Yeah, I know. They have live animals in their act. Wild animals. Why is it any surprise that one of those animals would have attacked one of those performers? I understand that. It's still kind of discouraging, right? But not to a lot of you clones. Hopefully the emails are better than the tweets, but I doubt it. Let's find out quickly. Romy, the Mello and D'Antoni reunion is going to go great for everybody. Signed, Nicole's reunion with her sunglasses. Roland in Pittsburgh. Hey, Roly, normally when I hear from you or anybody in Pittsburgh, I talk about how great that is for the program. Roland, that email wouldn't have worked 20 years ago, much less in 2018. Hawk, is that something else you found funny? Last chance. Let's see. Dear Rome, we think Koepka is interesting and think he's a better story than Tiger. Signed, the missionary position. Hawk, are you trying to get fired? John in Huntington Beach, by the way, sent that. Hey, listen, how about this?
Hey, John.
I don't tell you how I like to get down, and you don't tell me how you like to get down. And we just talk sports. Wait, do that again, Alvin. Oh. That's not what I thought I heard. Okay. I thought that I heard the Mission Impossible theme. I saw that on break. The family went. So I had this big plan, right? So we got 2 weeks off. We have time. So I get the family together. I'm like, hey, family. And I think maybe as a family, we've seen a movie as a family like once, I think. I think Jack Reacher. So I couldn't wait to tell the family, hey, I got a plan. Pops has got a plan. The old man's got a plan. We are going to watch Mission Impossible as a family. And Logan says, yeah, Dad, I saw it today. It was all right. I'm like, what? Way to go, son. Way to wreck the plan. But I brought him back and he saw it again. I'll tell you what, my brief review, thumbs up. I like it. I could argue that might have been the best one. Freaking Cruise at 56 with a busted ankle.
That's right.
Yeah, I know they can do things in Hollywood. You got to respect it, man. This guy's aging in reverse. It worked for me. Even though if he's not quite what he was, and I've seen some of the reviews and it's been mentioned, that this guy wasn't knocking suckers out the way he used to. Look, man, Father Time catches up to everybody, and it's starting to catch up to him. I don't want to give the movie away. Let's just say that Cruise, Ethan Hunt, needed help where he never needed help before, but it still worked for me. one 800 636 8686. But homeboy did jump out of a plane. And in all the movies that I've ever seen that involve Tom Cruise where he runs, and he does run pretty high. And I understand that he may have had some help. Man, that might have been the best running scene ever for Tom Cruise. I'm not going to apologize. I love the guy. I'm not apologizing for it. You know, politics aside, religion aside, personal beliefs aside, I'm just talking about the movies where I go to escape, where I want to get away, where I want to throw down big money for horrible popcorn, and I just want to forget about everything for a couple hours. It worked for me. So I'm going to give you a thumbs up. Thumbs up for that. You, Hawk, thumbs down. Don't tell me where to go, Hawk. I've read your tweets. I've read your emails. But he is screening out the phone calls. No way. I'm looking at my call screen right here. Should I go to a caller off of our podcast? And we've got a great podcast this week where I give you my thoughts on Isaiah Thomas versus Cleveland. Let's go to the phones. Before I do so, if you listen to the Jim Rome podcast, the original podcast, which generally drops on Tuesday, you may know this person. I've got a voicemail segment, and there are people who call the voicemail segment on my podcast but have never called the radio show for obvious reasons. Maybe you've heard this voice before.
Hi there. This is Andy from Rockland, and I was just listening to your show. I just made the best banana bread, and it's really easy. I wish you were here to taste it.
So that's Andy in Rockland, and Andy has become something of a mainstay on the voicemail, but she has never called this program before. And I try to encourage those people who call the voicemail to, in fact, I think some of them may not even know that I've got a radio show, that Simulcast is a TV show, and you can call live. And a few of the voicemail callers have tried to make the jump. And here she is in Rockland, here in California. Andy is going to take her shot. Let's find out. Andy, first of all, it is very nice to meet you. You're on the air. Andy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. What's on your mind? What's going on? What motivated you to call?
Very good. I called because I like you.
You like what?
I don't know. I like your voice.
Okay. Are you getting help in the background? Andy, are you by any chance nervous? You like what?
My basil.
Okay, why don't you pick her up, Hawk? Andy likes her basil. She likes my voice, and she likes her basil. Anyway, look, I'm here. I'm here for you. There's a lot of people listening. I could see where you might like my voice or hate my voice or like your basil. A lot of things going on in the world. People are dealing with different things. I'm dealing with topics and interviews and takes and rants. Anyway, Andy, nice to meet you. And you can give that another shot if you want, or you can stay on the podcast. Either way, I'm here for you. I'm here for all of you clones. 1-800-636-8686. This is basketball! Well done, Alvy. Well done. Tell you what, let's break. When we come back, I do want to talk about Isaiah Thomas versus Cleveland. To me, it's hilarious. My man's on Instagram Live, just kind of riffing, getting off. I played here. I love this place. I like this place. Oh, Cleveland, bleep hole. And then he was shocked when it got back to him. And then he walked that back pretty quickly. That story's coming up next. But first, here is a sports update. Good to be back. Time now for the ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The ATP today comes from Modesto, California. William Shirley asks, who are you taking in an all-out fight? Jason Bourne or Ethan Hunt? Easy. That's an easy one. Bourne. Toaster. Magazine. End of story. Bourne. He beat a man with a book. And it was not War and Peace either. Bourne. I love Hunt. But if you ask me directly, that's easy. Bourne. All right, quickly to Twitter. And I've got thoughts on Isaiah Thomas, which I want to share with you before the end of the program. I promise I'll get to that. And Matthew P. Charles tweets, more Andy, more basil. At TFP Will Eat tweets, I love lamp. Sincerely, Andy. Marco tweets, Rome, it sounds like Andy is still celebrating Stoner Christmas. War Parsley.
Listen, I don't know. I think she was nervous. I think that she likes my voice. And I think the background story, I mean, you heard her talk about she was making banana bread and wanted to share some banana bread with me or the staff. I think that she grows her own basil, and I think she wants to share that with us. I think that was the story. That would be my guess. All right, so Caleb is in. Caleb has on Twitter nervousness rankings. This is Caleb. Number one, global warming.
Global warming.
Number two, Drew Jumpman Gillett.
Hey, I'm great, Drew Jumpman Gillett. Oh, man, I'm nervous. How's it going?
Number three, Subject Manning.
I've been listening to you since you were dropping Subject Manning. Mollard.
And he writes number four, I like basil.
I like.
You like what?
My basil.
I just think she was nervous. I think she was nervous. I've done this show for decades. I've taken thousands of phone calls. I know nervous when I hear nervous, and he was nervous. Understandably. Okay. Three words. I've got three words for you right now. Save the date. The date. November 1st, 2018. Save the date. Because the Denver Nuggets are in C-Town to play the Cavs on November 1st, 2018. Now, you're probably wondering why the hell you would want to take a red Sharpie to your calendar for a Nuggets-Cavs game, especially in the post-LeBron era of Cleveland basketball. Then just wait for me to lay this out. Wait for me to lay out the fire from former Cav, now Denver Nugget, Isaiah Thomas. You see, over the weekend, IT was killing time on social media. And let me stop right there. Never a good idea. Nothing good has ever happened spending time on social media, let alone killing time on social media. But IT went on Instagram Live, not just to kill time, but to kill the city of Cleveland, a place where he did play a colossal 15 games. Now, for those of you not familiar with Instagram Live, it's the same thing as Periscope or Facebook Live. Your blower becomes a live stream of whatever you're aiming it at. And on Saturday, IT had the phone aimed at himself. And he was going down a list of the teams that he's played for and giving his personal verbal Yelp review of the experiences for everybody watching. Check this out.
I'm just saying, Sac, L.A., and Boston was all love. Phoenix was cool. Y'all didn't rock with me. Because y'all signed me and then y'all got mad that I was pooping. And I guess messing shit up. Cleveland was a shithole. So I see why Bron left. Again.
Whoa, you hear that? Cleveland was a bleep hole. I see why Bron left again. Shades of Joe Noah. In case you missed that audio, let me run that back one more time. But here's what you're listening for. Sacramento, LA, and Boston were all love. Phoenix was cool. Cleveland was a bleep hole. I see why Bron left again.
I'm just saying, Sac, LA, and Boston was all love. Phoenix was cool. Y'all didn't rock with me. Because y'all signed me and then y'all got mad that I was pooping. And I guess messing shit up. Cleveland was a shithole. So I see why Bron left. Again.
The guy just said it so matter-of-factly, too. This was cool. This was cool. This was cool. This was fine. Cleveland's a bleep hole. I see why Bron left. Again. I mean, damn, IT. 15 games in town? 15. Not 15 years. Not a year and a half. 15 games. And you've got that kind of venom for that town? Look, I'd say that he's out of line for cracking Cleveland like that after only sticking around for half of a cup of mud. But freaking Joe Noah never even played for the Cavaliers, and he threw down an all-time line on C-Town as a visitor simply rolling through.
Do you like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation. What's so good about Cleveland?
Great sports fans. I love Cleveland. I've been to Cleveland several times, had some of our best events ever. I love Cleveland. As far as Isaiah and Joe Noah, hey, look, they're not the first dudes to go in on Cleveland. They probably won't be the last to go in on Cleveland, but IT might be the first guy to walk it back, or at least the first guy to walk it back that fast, because that's exactly what he did. An hour after that bleep hole blast started to make the rounds.
Nah, Cleveland wasn't that bad. I shouldn't have said that. That was my fault. Cleveland was actually cool. It was all right. The situation just wasn't the best, but I apologize for saying it was a shithole. It wasn't a shithole. The team was dope. The players was filthy. My guy Gio, training staff was cold. Nah, Cleveland was cool. I shouldn't have said that. That was my bad. I was just talking on IG Live. I didn't think it was going to get to where they posting it. It's like, damn, my bad.
That is so good. I mean, my favorite part of the apology was at the very end where he says, I was just talking to Instagram Live. I didn't think it would get to where they were posting it. I mean, that is rich. That is one for the books. I was just talking on social media with a direct live feed to anybody with an internet connection, talking junk on an entire city that I had a bad experience with, and I had no idea that other people would just post it.
My bad.
I like Isaiah. I like IT. I really do. I like him. I've always liked him. I hope he bounces back from the hip injury and that free fall he's had and been on since Danny Ainge put him on that bird to Cleveland. But now I would like an apology for his apology. I want an apology for saying that you didn't think that the internet would repost the public video that you shared of you trashing an entire city. Where's my apology? Where's the apology for the apology? Because the ending, the first part, sounded really genuine. Like he wasn't sorry for the position he's in, but he really was sorry for what he said. And I'm not normally one to look for somebody to walk back any smack, especially if it's something they probably meant. But I see IT working. I know what's up. Dude gets traded pretty frequently. And he may have realized pretty quickly that the way things have been going, he might end up back with the Cavaliers. Maybe more than once. So better to repair those bridges right now, even if those bridges lead back to a, quote, bleep hole. In the meantime, now we've got a meaningless midseason game between Denver and Cleveland circled in red because of this. And if C-Town did not already hate this guy, they sure as hell do right now. My man, I would not expect a video tribute. I would not expect that. You can't go, quote, on IG Live and say something like that if you're somebody like that and not expect it to end up posted someplace else. Come on, man, really? Oh, man, I thought that was live. You know, that whole thing about I'm only talking to my followers. If you have a live stream, the room is the entire universe. You're not just talking to your followers. Somebody will get it. Somebody will grab it. Somebody will post it. And then it begins. Then it rolls downhill. You're never, memo to everybody in the history of the world, memo to everybody who has a phone, you're not just talking to your followers. I can't believe that we're still going over this in 2018. My bad. All right, back to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the D, Neil in Detroit. Neil, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jim. Hey, by the way, is this live? No, just kidding, man. Hey, as a Scani resident for 40 years, I love that the play that Wisconsin's getting on your show. I follow you on Twitter, and I saw you were in Eagle River. And I actually tweeted back at you some of the most beautiful, beautiful sunsets and fishing and everything else. I hope that your son gives Madison a run because Madison bleeds red and white through football and basketball and hockey season. Hey, Jim, I got one take. You talked about the PGA and Brooks Koepka. I think he has a new nickname. And Val Kilmer, you need to step aside. He is the new Iceman with all that he had to go through. Remember the stuff at the end. Remember what he had as far as he had to wait because of that rules official meeting, that ruling and all kinds of stuff. He was absolutely ice. So war to everything Wisconsin, war Bucks, war Giannis, winning MVP, thanks to the Vine. I am out.
You got it, Neil. Thanks so much. So he's a 40-year resident of Scotty. Wisconsin was amazing. It lived up to everything. You know, the Wisconsinites always call the program, come here, we have this, we have that, we have this, we have that. Nothing ever lives up to the hype. Wisconsin did. Everything about it. He mentioned Eagle River. So we've got very, very good friends who have a home in Eagle River. And I'd heard about Eagle River for years. And our friends have been inviting us, I mean, summer after summer after summer, and we never did it. And in part, I'm kind of ashamed to say this. I'm like, I'm likes not to stay at somebody else's house guy. That's just not my thing. I've never, and I don't know why, it's my deal. It's all on me. It's all on me. Nobody in my family's like that. But I don't want to stay at somebody else's house. I'm fine with you staying at my house. I just don't want to stay at your house. I'm just kind of weird like that. I'm not proud of that. So that's one of the reasons why I've never done that. And finally, my wife informed me, we're doing that. You're doing that. So we go to Eagle River, and it was like one of the best weeks we've ever had. The place is amazing. The lakes, there's a number of lakes that are tied together, and you just kind of go. I mean, never mind all the water sports, but you can take these boats up to all these restaurants. And all the restaurants I talked about have all the great things, but I've never seen that. You can get that here, but I saw so many people from Cali that were in Wisconsin. And I'm like, what are all these people doing here? These are all people of means. They can go anywhere. Why are they going to Wisconsin? And then when I went to Eagle River, I found out why. Place was amazing. And we don't have lakes like that here. I haven't seen any lakes like that in California. Oh, and by the way, you all kill us for this, but it's so true. All this amazing real estate on the lake costs a fraction of what it would cost here. So I understand why people get on a plane and they go to Eagle River and they hang out. And not only did I enjoy it, I would do it again. Not only would I do it again, I think Janet is going back on Labor Day. Can you believe that? Huge call brought to you by Castrol Edge. If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong and you have to stay strong, like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown as tested in the Kurt Orban test. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. My thanks to Dale Murphy, 2-time NL MVP, Trevor Price, 2-time Super Bowl winner, Jim Trotter. Great to be back, clones. Thank you for listening. Have an amazing day. I will be back here tomorrow, 2 days in a row. Don't go anywhere.